This podcast is for adults only. It contains themes of a sexual nature that just aren't suited for younger listeners. If you're below the age of consent in your area, please stop listening now. Hi, folks, and welcome to the 20th episode of my podcast. And, you know, the funniest thing happened a few days after I finished posting the last podcast. A wormhole opened up right in front of me. I wasn't looking where I was walking, and I stumbled right into it. The other end opened into a female-dominant society. Women ran everything, and the men existed just to keep them happy. I wandered around the streets, stunned at the sights this very different society offered. It wasn't long until I was stopped by what I assume was a police officer. Luckily, she spoke English somehow. She asked what I thought I was doing wearing clothes. I tried to explain that I wasn't from around there, but she wasn't having it. She quickly cuffed my hands behind my back and told me that ignorance of the law was no excuse. Then she pulled out a pair of trauma shears, you know, the kind paramedics use to cut off clothing, and in one quick move, slit my shirt right up the middle. Two cuts up each arm and a quick tug of the shredded material, and I was suddenly topless. She made just as quick a job of my pants and underwear. In less than a minute, I stood there with my arms cuffed behind my back, naked except for my shoes. Her first remark was not about the size of my dick, but the fact that it was swinging free. She pushed me roughly against the tree, and in an angry voice said, "You're not one of those spoiled rich boys whose mommies let him live like a woman, are you?" I stuttered no, but she obviously wasn't satisfied with that answer. She pulled me over to what turned out to be a horse, pushed me up against it, and reached into a saddlebag and pulled out a chastity device. As she fastened it on me, she laughed and said that mommy might have me out in a few hours, but she's going to need more than a fat wad of cash to open up this thing. Before I could ask what that meant, she turned me to face the side of the horse, grabbed my waist, and lifted me up so I was bent over the horse, bare ass pointed skyward. Then she got up in the saddle and started the horse moving. At first, I was grateful that the horse wasn't moving at a fast gallop. I wasn't sure how I'd stay on if it was. But then I saw people along the way looking at me. It was mostly well-dressed women, but there were a few men here and there. The men were all naked and wearing chastity cages. Most of them looked at me quickly and then looked away. The women laughed, winked, and one or two made sexy, kissy faces as I passed them. Suddenly, out of nowhere, the police officer spanked me hard and told me to sit still. Out of reflex, I said, "Yes, ma'am, sorry, ma'am." "Now there's a good little man," she said happily. "I knew you could be respectful if you tried." She gently stroked my ass as we rode along. It was actually kind of soothing until I felt her fingers wander. At first, as we rode along in broad daylight, she ran her fingers across both cheeks. But then she ran her fingers up and down my crack. Oh no, she wasn't going to, I thought. Not right out on the street, on horseback, where everyone could see. "Now don't tense up," she said. "You just keep being a good boy, if you know what's good for you." Then she spanked me once, sharply. It didn't really hurt so much this time, but somehow she maximized the sound of the spank. It felt like the sound bounced off the buildings around us and alerted the whole city that there was a naked man on horseback being spanked in broad daylight. "Yes, ma'am," I stammered. "That's my brave little man," she said as she went back to stroking me up and down the divide between my vulnerable cheeks. "Why don't you spread your legs a little? Let the good women of this city see what you have to offer. Your little dick actually looks cute now that it's covered in shiny, cold steel." I struggled to do as she asked, but it was difficult. Bent and handcuffed over a horse didn't make it easy to move. Eventually, I managed to squirm around until I could spread my legs a little bit more. The cool air of the afternoon blew right up me, reminding me how naked and exposed I was. That's when I felt the first stirrings of an erection. The metal walls of the chastity cage started to press in against my dick. Then I felt her hand. It started slowly up the top of the inside of my thigh. Her fingertips brushed gently against the back of my balls. I breathed in quickly and made a little whimpering sound. My dick pressed hard against the cage surrounding it, squeezing it tight. I love it when guys make that sound, she said. Do it again. After a few seconds of quiet, she asked, Do you need a little motivation? She moved her fingers up and teased the skin between my balls and asshole. I quickly whimpered for her as she teased me. That's a good little man. Now let's see what happens when I go just a bit farther, she said as she moved her hands up to my little hole. She traced her finger around my asshole a few times until I moaned and pushed back against her. My dick was as hard as it could get in the metal cage. It pushed and throbbed against the unforgiving metal. Oh, he wants it. He really does, another female voice said. The sound of another voice brought me out of the sexual trance the police officer had put me in. I couldn't see anything behind me. There could have been one woman or 100 women, all of them easily able to see right up my ass as I was being toyed with. I tried to look over my shoulder, but all that got me was a firm spank. Stop being so nosy. It doesn't matter who or how many women are watching you. Your job is to entertain me, them, and do as you're told. Understand? Or do I need to spank you again, more severely? No, ma'am, I'll be good, I said quickly as I spread my legs a bit more. Now that's a very good little man, she said. Maybe you'll learn to survive out here after all. The next thing I felt was the ball of her thumb against my tight little hole. She rubbed it up and down, back and forth. Then she pressed down firmly. I moaned loudly enough to cause what sounded like several women to laugh or giggle. This one is a real fucking slut, I heard another female voice say. All men are, if you know what you're doing, the police officer said confidently. Yeah, but he looks like he's begging for it, yet another female voice said. Are you? Are you begging for it, little man? The police officer asked me. I looked up at her as best I could from my position. It was obvious from the look on her face that's exactly what she wanted me to do. Between the exposure of my position, my caged, helpless, throbbing dick, and her teasing my asshole in public, I had very little resistance left in me. Please, ma'am, please, I begged weakly. Oh, you can do better than that, the officer said. Try again, nice and loud, so everyone can hear. Please, please finger my ass. I want it so bad, I said loudly. The officer pressed just a little harder, and her thumb opened up my hole just a little bit. Thankfully, she didn't force it in unlubed, but the pressure felt good enough to make me moan loudly. Oh, yeah, this one has to be one of those pampered rich boys who doesn't know his place. He's so tight, this ass hasn't been pegged nearly enough, the officer said. Give him to me. I'll work that ass in on a regular basis, an eager female voice said. If his owner or a female family member can't be found, you can bid on him at the monthly auction, just like everyone else, the officer said as she continued to tease my vulnerable asshole. Just to be certain, maybe I should tag him, though, the officer said thoughtfully. You, could you go around to the other side of my horse and get the tag and some lube out of my saddlebag? Sure, I'm glad to help an officer of the law. A female voice said with a laugh. A moment or two later, I saw a woman in her mid to late 20s walk around the horse. She stepped up to the saddlebag and opened it. As she did, she looked at me, smiled, and winked. Then she pulled out a bottle of lube and a butt plug out of the saddlebag. She held the plug and the bottle up to the officer, who said, Show him the plug. I want him to see what it says before it goes in. Okay, the young woman said with a smile. She came up to me and showed me the back of the plug. It said, Property of New Femdom City. That's what you are now, little man. City property. You'd better get used to that idea, the officer said. Wow, I got a little carried away with that one, huh? And it kind of came out of nowhere. But I had fun with it, though. I hope you did, too. Because I think I'm just getting started with this. I think I'm going to start this as a new feature. In fact, the part I read you here is only half the story available this month. Go to arterotica.com /nfc3.html. Or just go to my free art gallery on arterotica.com, and you'll see the link in the new Femdom City section, where you'll find the rest of this month's free installment. That's arterotica.com. No tricks, no funny business, no hard sell, or page full of annoying ads, just a free story. Of course, on my website, you'll find all the rest of my ebooks too, complete with free previews of each of them, just ready for you to read. And by the way, please read the free previews. It really is the best way to judge if a story is right for you. And many of my books you can buy on my site come with bonus chapters that you can't get from any other store my work is available on. The price of the books are the same, or in some cases, even a bit cheaper. But you get extra content when you buy directly through me. All of the transactions are handled through PayPal, so I don't even see your information. That's their deal. PayPal handles the money. I handle the dirty stories. That's just the way it works. But I get it. I do. Some people are just more comfortable buying from the big stores. So on my site, you'll get links to my books on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Google Play, Smashwords, and wherever else I've stuck them up. My website also has free fandom art galleries, full of naughty pictures, short animations, and a comic strip or two, some of which have free micro stories that go with them. So check it out. I'm sure there's something there to entertain you. Anyway, thanks again, and I'll see you next time. Well, unless I'm locked up in New Femdom City's jail. I guess I could only hope.